Hello, and welcome to the latest instalment of Investec's weekly energy market update with Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, it is Monday the 9th of August, and I'm here with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very good, yourself?
Yeah, really good. Thank you, not too bad. So let's kick off. Brent is under $70 per barrel this morning, having traded lower from the middle of last week. Can you first tell me what's going on?
Well, COVID worries really are at the heart of this. I mean, if you look at what's going on in some of the major demand centres, so starting with the US, daily cases are now at the highest level since February. And we know that although the US overall has had quite a good vaccine rollout, some states are significantly behind. So there's some concerns there. In Europe, we've got France, which has the highest daily cases since April, and vaccine rollout hasn't been that strong. Spain is the highest since February, although it does seem to be falling off again. And even in Germany, cases are creeping up, albeit starting from a pretty low base. And then, of course, perhaps the thing that's perhaps most got people spooked is in China, where the authorities are taking some tough action in certain areas to try and stop the spread of the Delta variant. I mean, cases so far seem relatively low, but there's always a question mark about how much we really know about what's going on there. But it's certainly been enough to lead to people like Goldman and JP Morgan, I think, recently cutting growth forecasts. Now, we're probably not heading back down into really major lockdowns like we saw early this year or last year, but it certainly does raise some questions about the increase in demand that a lot of people have penciled in for the remainder of this year. So the International Energy Agency, for example, and of course, particularly OPEC, who've got these planned scheduled production increases, which, you know, they may well vary, but nevertheless, there's been a general expectation that demand will continue to increase over the course of this year. And I think these developments that we're seeing put big question marks over that.
Okay, then where does this leave the outlook for the oil market?
Well, if we take stock a little bit, the market's been rallying since the lows of April last year when Brent hit $16 per barrel. But on the journey up since then, we had a low of about $36 per barrel in the autumn of last year. And if you draw a line through those two points, that support line currently comes in at around $65 per barrel, not too far above the 200-day moving average, which is about $62.50 per barrel. So overnight and this morning we saw lows just under $69 per barrel. So we're not at the point of breaking that uptrend yet, but we're not a million miles away. So it's certainly a question worth asking as to whether we could see a breakthrough that uptrend, and obviously this would be the first sort of really major technical development in terms of a breakout of the uptrend since last April. What we have had happen so far is that we've broken the 100-day moving average, which is around $70 per barrel, just as we did in mid-July. And there the market set a low of $67.50. So we've not yet got back to the level of July, but we have again broken the 100-day moving average. So I think the question at the moment is whether we can see a sustained period of trading below 70, and that would potentially indicate or open the way up for a wider move lower from a technical point of view. The other interesting comparison I think to make with middle of July, which is when we last saw this significant sell-off down to 67.50, was that was driven not just by things going on in oil. We saw really a risk-off move in equity markets and a rallying in bond markets. Now, whereas we haven't seen that this time, so equity markets have been relatively calm recently, and so perhaps what could exacerbate the move lower in oil would be if we start to see a broader based sell-off. So if equity markets start to become more concerned about COVID variants and the outlook for global growth and this kind of thing, then we have the danger of a correlated move down in oil and equity markets. And that's where I think there's a much greater danger of this uptrend I was talking about being broken. But we haven't seen that yet.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Cam.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for tuning into the latest instalments of Investec's Energy Market Update with Cal McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, feel free to drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.